Session number 20180, reel 2.
You later.
Oh, aye. They did. We had went, you could go to the ship's canteen and you could get this lovely fruit cake. You know, buy all this lovely fruit cake. So me and the lass that was working with us, the one from Fellonwood, found this empty cabin on the ship, right? We made our cup of tea, we got our fruit cake, and we got the head square, and we laid the head square for a tablecloth, you see? And we just laid my table, and the cabin door opened, and my two gaffers come in, we looked at them, they says, out! Well, we ran like hell, and we left it, and later on, they laughed when we seen it. They went in and ate our cake and drank our tea, they were laughing about it. They didn't think we would have scooted, but when we were up, we got a shock, you see? We thought they were really serious. Oh, they did used to play tricks on us. We used to play tricks on the sailors, because when we were working on the Sunday, you used to be in your hammocks, didn't you? Remember me and little James are going round with a hat pin? When we went round with a hat pin. You see, sort of, there wasn't really anybody in authority, there wasn't many in authority over. We could get in most parts of the ship. I mean, one night, was supposed to be finished by 5 o'clock, and Ginger and I had gone down the mess deck. It was so sweet, it was good. There was never any badness, Frank. This is a God's honest truth. In this wicked and filthy world today, there was never any badness where you could go down their mess decks and you knew that you were safe. Yeah. You knew that, I mean, there's a load of sailors there, but you knew that nobody would touch you and they wouldn't say anything out of place. We used to go down there and we used to enjoy ourselves. They used to make with tea and everything. But Ginger and I were down there once when some of the managers, the top managers from the top office, were aboard the ship, and somebody gave us the wire that they were coming and we shouldn't have been down there. Where did we end up? In the corner beside the lockers with all the oilskins over there and we're there until the managers got away. And one night we were down and we got carried away, we forgot the time, and when we come up it was about 7:45. And we hadn't even been working a blinking half shift. Well, we had to get out of that yard without anybody seeing, was a question, what, you know, if we had been working. But they were all good, we used to have good laughs. It was great. But nobody resented, none of the men resented we being there. Because somebody had to do the job. It took the onus off the men for these little jobs that were doing. It meant the men could go on to, you know.
Did you feel sorry when you left them?
I did, really. I did, in a way. Well, you know, your ship left when? We got married in August 45. But your ship had left before we got married. It went up to Rosyth, didn't it? So it must have left about the June. Must have left about the June 45. Got married in August 45. I was finished before the Christmas. Before the Christmas 45, I was finished. Well, I didn't feel so bad then. He was away. He went straight away abroad. And with him belonging down south, I knew that I was going down south to live. But I did. I used to think, all these people, I'll never see them again. For instance, when you're working on a ship now, you get to know the whole crew. As I say, all the lads were canny from all different parts of the country. And you think, I'm never going to see them again. And you're practically under the same living conditions with them because you're there all day and you get your grub and that with them. And you get to know all their background. And when they got a letter from home and that, you get to know. Now, that fella, he had a funny name from Yorkshire, George Bottomley. That wasn't your ship, it was the Wolf. That was the big death warship, the Wolf, that had a big ballroom and everything. And he used to tell you about his wife and his bairns and that, you know. They used to talk to you, you got to know them. And you often think to yourself, I've known them and I'm never going to see them again. And they're sort of being so close to them, you know. Same with our best man, Paddy. Now, we've never seen him since. Well, one of the crew of his ship, Paddy Burns, he stood for our best man, right? Now, I had to go up to Newcastle to get a wedding photo taken. He couldn't get a photo in Jarrah. Now, he couldn't even come up. I don't know where he went. He couldn't come for the wedding photo. He's not on the wedding photo. And we've never seen or heard of him since. You know, it's funny how you meet up with people like that. All I've often thought about the sending of the Sunday Post, trying to trace Paddy Burns. The only thing we've got is his name on my marriage certificate.
Right.
But it was a good life. Nobody resented us. We done my little bit. It mightn't have been much, but we done my little jobs, which left the men free for to do the bigger ones.
Can I just ask you, getting £2.7 a week, who you living at home then?
Uh-huh.
Who is getting the money?
£2.76 a week, hey, and if I forget this, you know it off by heart, no. £2.76 a week, right?
Yeah.
My mother took £2. She left us with 7 and 6, and I had to buy my own clothes out of that. Now, when I worked a Sunday, I only worked it every other Sunday because I used to like to get away for the cycling club. I had an old bang about my father had put together for us. And I worked 13 bob I got for a Sunday, and she used to take 6 and 10 out of the 13 bob off us. This is it, them days. You obeyed your parents. Yeah. You didn't tell them what you were going to give them. They told you. So I used to work all day the Sunday for the 6 and 6. She used to take the 6 and 6 off us.
Was it enough money for you?
Eh?
How did you?
I used to manage, because the thing is, even if you had plenty of money, you couldn't get clothes because you had to have coupons, didn't you? And we had bus sweet ration, so we could only spend so much on sweets. I didn't used to smoke at first, but when I did start smoking, I got them fun out of the sailors. We used to get sweets and that. We used to get all sorts of the sailors when it was sweets and chocolate and cigarettes. So you didn't need money if you had 1 and 10 for your dance on the Saturday night at the mechanics, 1 and 10 to go there. We used to arrange to see the lads. You see, we weren't grasping like the kids the day. We used to say to the sailors, oh yes, we'll see you the night, we'll see you at the mechanics, which was the you arranged to see them inside, so therefore they didn't have to pay for you. You see, you paid your own way, and you just used to have your bit of pleasure dancing with them, a bit at home, kissing, cuddling the church doorway, and that was as far as it went. Not like right. them the day. But I mean, even when I was courting him, now you got paid every fortnight, didn't you? We didn't have much money, but one of the apprentice carpenters is dead now, Robbie Melvin. You see, I used to knock around with the gang of apprentice carpenters until I got to know Stan. So they included Stan in and all, you see, into that company. And when he didn't have any money, when he was waiting for his pay, this Robbie Melvin, he used to buy his house, didn't he? But you see, what hang out was the ice cream shop. Camp Ryan, he used to pay for the ice cream and all sorts. You didn't need much money, really. Life and nobody resented each other, everybody tried to help each other.
Did you not have the foreman and the chargemans around all the time?
Oh no, well you see, the foreman and the chargemen, I mean, they didn't only have the ships, but there was not just one ship, there was a few different ships. And then there was jobs on the jetty, and then there was jobs up in the shed, up on the blocks in the shed, at the furnaces, there was jobs up there, so therefore they had to go around. But we used to have them pinpointed, we used to know where they were, you see. We used to watch them, we used to know if they were aboard the ship, we'd see them come aboard, so we'd get on with them, like.
Right, so you weren't being bossed around all the time?
Oh, there was nobody on your back, But I mean, if he'd give you a job to do, and he'd say he'd be coming back such and such a time, you'd have to have that job done. The jobs had to be done on time.
So, I mean, it was very much like what a shipyard is anyway.
Aye,
There's no special, nobody took anything special on you.
Sort
of supervise you.
They're always fighting there. With each other now in the shipyards, and they're always striking over different things. I can't remember, there wasn't any hassle. They just got on with the job. Well, they knew that it had to be done, didn't they? But everybody was happy. You know, I never sort of said, fancy, I've got to go to work. I used to love to go to work. With different jobs, you know, when you're on, you've got to go for the money. But we were happy, we enjoyed the work. I suppose they were all the same, all the women were the same.
Tell us that again about the suit. When you're going home?
When you're going home, you're standing at this bottom gate until about 5:02 goes, then you all run up the bank to get out the main gate by 5 o'clock, you see?
Yeah.
And she was running up, and she had this little touchy case, what do you bring your bait in? And it blew open, and all the ticklers, and that was rolling down the bank. Well, everybody had to help her pick them up, because there was a marine and a sailor on duty at the gate, yeah. You see, the main gate where you get out. But they didn't say that. I don't suppose they would have done anything to that.
What was she taking out?
Tobacco and
tabs. You could buy them cheap off the sale, as you see. There was they brought a German ship in, and there was still some of the German sailors on that captured it. Now, I couldn't tell you the name of it, but there was a few of our lads on guard on the deck with them. But the Germans down below were handing stuff out the portholes to the men. I can remember that, because there was Christmas decorations and all sorts. I can remember that. And we used to say, you fancy how our sailors are not looking, and they're just walking around there. You know how we have visions of them all turning around and attacking them and that. But they didn't. They were even blinking friendly with the German sailors. And the German sailors were friendly with the dockyard workers, because they were handing them all sorts of stuff through the portals, Christmas decorations, I can remember them.
You were surprised, were you?
I was surprised where we were, because we thought the Germans were horrible, terrible people. We thought they would annihilate with the first chance they got, and we couldn't understand how they could be walking around there, and our sailors not bothered about them. You see, you had a picture of the Germans. You thought that all they were out to do. We didn't realise they were just ordinary people like ourselves. Most of them were. Like, bloody, she was more frightened of the oven than the Germans. Because her mother used to say, if the Germans come here, I'll put my head in the gas oven. She was only a benjamin. She said, I was terrified of that gas oven. She says, I was hoping that... She says, I would as soon have faced the Germans as the gas oven. Because you naturally thought the Germans were going to come, and you didn't know what they were going to do. They were all wicked. Mind that depot ship, the Wolf, that come in, that was beautiful. That was the Navy had took it over, but it had been like a luxury liner. There was a big ballroom and everything on there. It was great.
You had to convert that, did you?
What, you know what I was doing on there? I don't know what the men was doing, but I can remember what I was doing. I was building the racks for to store the hammocks in. You know, they're just built in the corner, like, you know, all the metal bars and that, so that they could store the hammocks in. That's what I was doing on that,
yeah. Yeah, was it the kind of stuff you doing mainly light welding?
The fellas done the heavy stuff.
Yeah. So is that sort of difference?
Yeah.
Women did the light stuff and men did the heavy stuff. And you didn't find it very... Did you find it very physically hard doing the work?
Why, no. It was pleasure. It was great. It was good. Men, I used to get burned with the slag, you know, when the hot slag flies up. See, we were supposed to wear a turban, stomach on your head all the time. But young, we were too proud for to have our hair covered up all the time. My hair used to come out in handfuls when I used to comb it because of the hot sparks flying down on us, you see.
Boiler suit.
I had to get men's boiler suits, so I had to get them all taken in. You know, they used to have baby hair. When I first, the first day that I started, I had a man's boiler suit on, and the gaffers in the cabin where I had been working took us in the cabin and they stood us up on the table and they turned us round. They were scuffing me boiler suit because the crutch was hanging halfway down my knees, because it was a man's boiler suit, was all
right.
I could get at the time. I can remember that, they were scuffing us. But then I got the bib and brace things, you know. But my feet used to be all burnt with the slag, with the hot slag. It used to get down your shoes, you know.
Do you have any spare, what kind of shoes did you wear?
Just ordinary? Just for ordinary ones.
Ordinary boots?
Aye. You weren't looked after the way they are now when Molly cuddled with safety shoes and things like that. We had a safety man that was supposed to look after our welfare, but you weren't provided for the way everybody is today.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing special done for you because you're a woman.
No. I have seen the fellas boiling the tea with the welding rod. Wasn't the welding rod that they put in? You know, the can of water?
Aye.
To heat it up quick. Put the welding rod in for to heat the water. And I tried to do it, but I made the welding rod touch the bottom of the can, and that's it went into a hole straight away.
Burned the man's can.
Aye. Well, the dick.
We used to get some laughs, like, you had your laughs.